Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jerry Freewalt. Jerry is the director of the Office for Social Concerns here in the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Jerry.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the great mercy and love that you have shown us in Christ. And we ask, O Lord, that you open our hearts to receive more of this love and the grace which we need this day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jerry, we had your, I guess we can call him your boss, the other day.
Yes, Mark Huddy.
Yeah, Mark Huddy.
He's a great boss,
yeah,
by the way.
Good. So, you know, and just with his interview, with really with everyone, as we begin these sort of series of conversations, is kind of the story of how you came to know the Lord, your own conversion story, or maybe how you've encountered him. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding you grew up in a Catholic household.
I did, yes. My mom was a Catholic family. My dad is a convert, but a very strong family. My mom was a director of religious education at St. Mary's in Van Wert. So we got at home. It was a domestic church.
Beautiful. And so you probably went to public school and everything like that.
I did go to public school through my kindergarten through 12th grade, and then I went to Xavier University, which is a Catholic school.
Yeah.
and I majored in political science, and I went to Ohio State University and majored in public policy and management. But my Catholic faith was always with me during that entire time.
And, you know, as we talk about the domestic church, what mm-hmm. was sort of the faith life of your family as you were growing up?
Yes. Well, you know, like any typical Catholic family, we prayed together at all our meals. We went to Mass. But we also had religious items all throughout the house. The Sacred Heart was very dear to my mother. And so we had a statue of the Sacred Heart, and we had pictures of Mary on the wall and the Last Supper. So, you know, all those things were part of our Catholic upbringing. And my mom always had these conversations with me and my dad about our faith and asking us questions. And so it was very weaved into our part of our life.
And, you know, I think that it's such an important point in the domestic church mm-hmm. and in the family is to really talk about the faith and have conversations about the faith. Mm-hmm. I know some in some households, they'll talk about the homily mm-hmm. Or talk about the readings for mm-hmm. the coming Sunday. But, you know, I think that's a key, especially as parents are the primary educators of their children. Have any of those kind of practices, I mean, you're a father mm-hmm. and a husband, how many have those practices kind of influenced your vocation?
Yes, as a father, we pray before our meals. We have the prayer of the Sacred Heart on the wall right next to our table. And, you know, when our kids were in our Catholic schools, I was very active, my wife and I, in their lives as that we were raising them. And we have these conversations about faith as well. But I think what really was transmitted to me as well as part of the dimension of my faith and my vocation and my daily work from my mom and dad is that they always tried to talk about servant leadership, going out and serving the community. My dad was a scoutmaster. We were in Boy Scouts as well. I was in the Columbian Squires, the Junior Knights of Columbus. I was actually the state chief squire. And so those type of things really pushed me to go out and try to be that missionary disciple in the realm of social concerns. And I do that with our children as well. And, you know, like my daughter, she volunteered 500 hours of community service during her high school career, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So we try to weave in the whole dimension of the Catholic faith with our family.
And, you know, that I remember few conversations ago with representatives from our Catholic schools during Catholic Schools Week,
yes.
How important that kind of volunteerism is in the life of our schools, and mm-hmm. kind of modeling that as disciples of the Lord, we're really obliged to do acts of charity, mm-hmm. you know, and to go outside of ourselves to the other. So I think to see that and to incorporate that in the life of the family is you know, it's such a beautiful example, a beautiful model.
Yes. I mean, you see the church in action. And I think it's doing an act of charity is sometimes a very simple thing, making sandwiches. We would make sandwiches for St. Vincent de Paul to go to the St. Lawrence Haven. Mm-hmm. Those very simple acts, you see your family engage, your parents engage, and then, you know, those are planting seeds for your children that they hopefully will plant with their children.
And, you know, in my conversation with Mark the other day, we were talking about things to do during Lent, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, like doing sort of these small little acts of charity, you know, like making sandwiches. You know, the cathedral mm-hmm. Feeds probably 100 people a day.
Yes.
You know, it has kind of a breakfast, lunchish, and then a supper. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is bologna sandwiches, which they rely on.
Yes.
You know, so I think there are these opportunities out there, and maybe you could share some more opportunities that people could take advantage of during Lent.
Yes. Well, one thing that I recommend during Lent is first prayer. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. That's what we're really called to do. Those very simple things, but we have busy lives and sometimes it may not find the time, but we need to find that time. So one is that prayer of the examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a resource that kind of goes through some of our social concerns of that examination of conscience. But there's a program, Catholic Relief Services has a rice bowl, and they have very simple prayers, they have some education, and simple activities that you can do at home right now, especially during this COVID time mm-hmm. period, that you can help those here and across the world. And I, you know, there's these other programs that I recommend is these very acts of charity, like these corporal works of mercy. That's a definite part of Lent. So, you know, working with your St. Vincent de Paul conference if they are making the sandwiches, or maybe going out and doing a Meals on Wheels, or, you know, visiting the elderly, those who are isolated. Those are some very simple things, and all they really want is sometimes more than just food. They want to see another person.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jerry Freewald, who's the director for the Office of Social Concerns for the Diocese of Columbus. You know, and Jerry, we also, you know, like even in our neighborhoods, mm-hmm. you know, you think of maybe elderly neighbors mm-hmm. that, and, you know, and I think especially as we're kind of coming through the COVID isolation, mm-hmm. Those small little things have just kind of visiting a neighbor,
yes.
or, you know, doing, you know, some sort of service for your physical neighbor.
For your physical neighbor, it could be as simple as, can I shovel your driveway during the snow season? It could be, do you need a meal? You know, those conversations. We have a person in our cul-de-sac, he lost his wife a couple months ago, and he just wanted to talk. You know, and we gave him some candy and, you know, things like that, have a conversation. That's what he really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those encounters is a seed to missionary discipleship as well. And we're leading everybody to Christ, but we're seeing Christ in the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it reminds us, you know, charity and our social concern are really a gateway to evangelization, because in that great work, we're witnessing to Christ and we're bringing Christ to these people so mm-hmm. that they can encounter him and receive the gospel mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, have this sort of conversion experience like we have.
Yes. You know, I tell you, I've had many, I don't know, conversion experiences in my life. Again, I was raised Catholic, but you know, our lives, we have peaks and valleys and renewal and conversion throughout our lives. And I've found that I have had these encounters with Catholics, but also with the poor and the vulnerable. We can be evangelized by them and through our encounters. And I will tell you, I was evangelized one time when I went down to Guatemala. And I was with a village who was, they were sending money to build a church down in Guatemala. And I realized when I visited the people up here who were sending money back, they were working in a chicken poultry processing plant. I went to their house And on their wall, they had a tapestry of the Sacred Heart. They had a clock of the Sacred Heart, but they didn't have hardly any furniture, and there were 10 people living in that house. And they showed me what is their priority, what was important. And they were evangelizing me as I thought I was going to be helping them out.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, one, as we kind of wrap up this interview, or this bit of our conversation, is how do you think your experience growing up and this sort of modeling of social justice in your house growing up is kind of why you went into the field that you went into as kind of an advocate for the church's social teaching?
Yeah, you know, I went into it, it was really an extension of what I was currently doing. I was very active in social kind of activity in high school. I was the president of Van Wert County Teens for Life. And then when I went to Xavier, I was the president of Xavier University Students for Life. But I also was engaged in some of their peace and justice work as well and volunteered. So it was like a logical extension going into this work of, wow, this is a chance I can live out my faith and work on these issues of concern and help transform the community.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Jerry Freewalt, the Director for the Office of Social Concerns for the Diocese of Columbus. And until next time, peace and all good.